It's my joy to be bringing the Word of God to you this morning, and this morning we read from Amos chapter 8, verses 4 through 7. Hear this, you who trample on the needy and bring the poor of the land to an end, saying, when will the new moon be over, that we may sell grain, and the Sabbath, that we may offer wheat for sale, that we may make the ephah small and the shekel great, and deal deceitfully with false balances, that we may buy the poor for silver and the needy for a pair of sandals, and sell the chaff of the wheat. The Lord has sworn by the pride of Jacob, surely I will never forget any of their deeds. So far our text. Lord, sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Have you ever been on the wrong side of a deal? I'm sure you can maybe think of many times when you've been ripped off in one way or another when purchasing a product like a piece of furniture or a tool or maybe a game you really wanted. But it didn't quite live up to the hype. Maybe you were forced to buy groceries that were unfairly overpriced, or perhaps you were really counting on someone to help you out with something, but they only gave you half the effort. The very bare minimum. Such things can be really frustrating. We all have been through situations like these. We all have faced false scales. And this brings us right into our theme for this morning. God has tipped the scales of justice, giving ripe judgment for the wicked and sweet forgiveness in Christ. May God bless our study of his word. To get a picture of just how bad things were in Israel at this time, Amos shows us a stark example of a few bad deals that many of the particularly poor people in Israel were facing in quite an unjust way. You see, Amos is directing his message at the rich and powerful who gaped for the poor or swallowed up the needy, who were greedily panting for them to destroy the meek and grasp all property for themselves. And their corrupt business practices involved systematic cheating of the poor. They had a few different methods of doing this. First, they made the ephah, which is a measuring container for distributing goods, deceptively smaller to give sparser quantities to their buyers. Secondly, they secretly made the shekel heavier, forcing the poor to pay more. Thirdly, the very produce they were selling was not even good quality food. They were mixing in the chaff. And finally, the scales themselves had been tampered with, resulting in false balances and ensuring consistently unfair prices. So if the scales were rigged, the people were paying more than they actually owed. So because of all the cheating happening, the poor people had no more money to support themselves. If they wanted to buy something simple like a pair of shoes or sandals, they would have to sell themselves into slavery for some meager silver coins to pay off their debt. But in reality, they had no hope of paying off their debts under this corrupt system. So how does this strike you? Since the start of this chapel, maybe you've thought of even more times when you've been treated in one way or another. It's easy to think of those situations, but the harder thing for each one of us to do is think about those times when we've been the cheater. You and me, how often have you rigged the scales on an occasion when you could have really helped out your neighbor or your friend? When instead of looking out for their selfish interests, you only thought about yourself and how you could be benefited by having them in your debt? How you could get ahead. How often has the weight of your false scales kept you awake at night, pinning you down, tormenting you with guilty thoughts of all the selfish, wicked things that you have done? Judgment is coming. It is ripe. So how do your scales look? Your sins, are you ready to count them? 1, 2, 3, you'll never reach the end. If you could pit each one of your sins on one side of a scale, let's call it the scale of justice or the scale of judgment, that weight would be heavier than you could possibly imagine. Now, let's count every sin God has ever done and put it on the other side of the scale. Are you ready to count? Okay, done. Completely unbalanced. The odds could not be farther from our favor. In verse 7 of our text, God says, or Amos says, "The Lord has sworn by the pride of Jacob, surely I will never forget any of their deeds." God's righteous judgment came to pass on Israel and when they were conquered and carried away by Assyria until they disappeared entirely. How much more until God carries out his righteous judgment on you for your sin? How can you and I pay off our insurmountable debt that we owe to God? But like the poor Israelites in our text, we can't. In looking down at our helpless case, God did something. He did something no one could have expected and no one can logically explain. God tipped the scales. When we showed ourselves only deserving of death, he showed us love that was undeserved. Grace. God took his only son, Jesus, and set him on the scale of judgment opposite our sins. Jesus took on our human flesh and lived a life here on earth, same as us, only he did not sin. He did not for a moment do anything that would add a single weight to God's side of the judgment scale. Jesus remained perfect, fully righteous for his entire life on earth. And he did this for us, saying in Luke 5:32, "I have not come to call righteous, but sinners to repentance." So looking back at that scale of divine justice, remember your side on your sins on this side? Well, now add my sins to yours. And now the person sitting to the right of you, the person sitting to the left of you, and every sin of every person in the whole world, add them to that side of the scale of justice. Now, all those sins are pinning it down, practically immovable, with Jesus elevated on the other, practically weightless. Now, here's what Jesus did. He alone took all of that sin and placed them on himself. 1 John 2:2. He is the propitiation for our sins, not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. Jesus tipped the scales and moved all of our sins to his side. Jesus, our Savior, lived the life of perfect obedience that we failed to live and took the full punishment of our greedy hearts, our own false scales, upon himself. He took them all the way to the cross. That debt that we owe that we could never repay to God, he paid in full. Even debts as small as a pair of sandals. The scale of divine justice, which should condemn us, is now tipped in our favor by his sacrifice, offering us free forgiveness and eternal life, completely free of charge. So what do those scales look like now? Perfectly balanced. Christ, having conquered and purged out our sins, and we, being made righteous like him, perfectly restored to him. 2 Corinthians 5:21, "For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him." Because of Jesus' death and resurrection, God declares us perfect. What an amazing Savior we have. So God has tipped the scales for you. By his grace and mercy, he withheld the punishment for your sin, and he gave you sweet forgiveness in Christ. God's oath of judgment in Amos 8:7, when he said, "Surely I will never forget their deeds," is replaced by his oath of grace in Hebrews chapter 8. "For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness and their sins and their lawless deeds. I will remember no more." God himself promised that he has forgotten your sins because of what Christ did. You are completely set free from your debt of sin. You are forgiven. What a blessing we have to share that good news that our scales have been balanced through Christ. God's righteousness has become our righteousness. He has made us his children, his heirs, set to inherit eternal life in his kingdom forever. No more bad deals, no more false scales, no more death. Only eternal life and truth with our Savior forever. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. We continue with the singing of hymn 373, verses 1 and 4.